Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am very excited to be joined once again with Troy Raper, the artistic director and orchestra conductor with the Valley Symphony Association, and Leanne Tobin, who we're going to let her tell everyone her title because it's like eight words, but she's the representative with Concert Partner for the upcoming show, Montrose Regional Health. Now, the upcoming show, as mentioned, is Sing, Epics and Idols, and it is going to be on Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion. So, Troy, I usually do kick it to you first, and today is no exception. I want to ask you what folks listening now who are considering coming out to the show will be able to expect on the 22nd and 23rd.
Well, thank you, John, and welcome, Leanne. The first thing I would say is this program is the top 10. We spent some time, Katie and I, talking about what we wanted to present mostly for this season, and really it's about play, and it's about us having fun playing the music we have, and then it really having fun sharing that music with our audience. And this concert is sort of the culmination of all of that. If you take the top 10 or top 25 most famous, most recognizable pieces in the literature and pare it down to something that we could do together with Katie and I and this fabulous chorus, we came up with a program that will basically everything in there is something you'll recognize or have some emotional attachment to. Everything from the first movement of Beethoven 5, which everybody knows, to opera scenes that are so familiar that you can't help but just whistle along as you go. So very, very much a program of just fun, recognizable music for everyone to enjoy.
And I like to say, you know, usually when we talk, because I know you guys, you all do a very good job of making this relatable, making it kind of for a mass audience. Anybody, even if you haven't been to a show from the VSA before, and maybe that's not your general type of music. I mean, this is stuff that really are classics worldwide, and I'm sure Sing, Epics and Idols is no exception. Now, I want to ask you, Leanne, first of all, tell us all your title, because we're... You told me before and I couldn't ever remember.
I am very blessed. I've been at the hospital for 36 years and I am the Chief Ancillary Services and Marketing Officer.
It doesn't sound so long when you say it back.
No, it's not too bad.
It seems easy.
I'm very fortunate. I oversee several departments in the hospital and work closely with many, many people.
And Montrose Regional Health, of course, is the concert partner for the upcoming show. I know you've been a partner with the VSA for a while. Tell us about your relationship with the Valley Symphony Association and why you get involved in this organization.
Yeah, we're very honored to be a concert partner. Our mission is to improve the health of our community. And however that can be done, and music is a great motivator for people, helps people move, helps people, you know, feel better about themselves. It strikes everybody a little bit different depending on what, you know, where, what kind of music's playing. And we feel that by supporting the arts in our community, we're actually helping our community be even healthier. And it's been so much fun to watch what the orchestra and the chorus has done over the years. And we're happy to be part of it.
Now, speaking of the chorus, I understand that you are, are you new to being in the chorus?
Yes, my husband and I just joined. I think we've been to five practices so far. Katie Krishoff and my husband have sung together and done different events before. I should probably go back a little bit, John. My husband and I met while we were touring with the group Up With People, which was many years ago. It is no longer in existence, but that's how we met. So music's been part of our relationship forever. And he sung with Katie and with Kelly Thompson at the Methodist Church. And then Katie came to the Christmas program and said, would you guys like to come join the chorus? So we've been doing it. As I told you before, this first one's been a little tough, Troy, just because there's not one word of English. And I think when we said, yes, we'd love to, we might have should have looked at some of the music before. We said yes, but
go ahead, Troy.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's an adventure. It's a challenge. It makes my brain work a totally different way. So it's been fun.
Anything to add, Troy?
Yeah, well, and welcome to the chorus and the our ensembles, because I hope you see how much fun we're having, because yeah. it is really a joy to make music, especially masterworks. You did sort of dive in on the masterwork concert, which is typically the language is always that huge barrier for our audience. We are going to have super titles projected during the show, so you won't be completely lost with all the non-English stuff. We have things in Italian and Latin. We're doing the final piece of our show is from Carmina Burana, and it's probably the most epic piece that anybody recognizes in a symphonic setting. And
yes,
and it's in the old Latin that nobody knows. Nobody even knows what the heck the whole thing is saying during the whole show, but we'll have some super titles up so everybody knows what's being said. So,
you know, it's really funny that song has always given me extreme goosebumps. And I have actually looked up I know somebody who has the English translation, some of it tattooed on their back, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
I promise. The words are kind of epic too, if you look at the translation. That's really cool. That might be my favorite song of the genre. So that's cool. Now, Troy, I do want to go back to you and ask you a little bit about, this is an orchestra and chorus concert, which we mentioned. And not every BSA show is like that. Talk to me a bit about how the orchestra and chorus weave within each other, how they work together to create a show that is really just for the widest and the most fun opportunity that people have.
Well, the interesting thing about doing that is that we, as left hand and right hand in the piano, you know, you work on one part and work on the other, put it together and make it work. And Katie does a fantastic job with the chorus, sort of prepping everything so that we can sit down and put it together with the orchestra. When you're talking about 125 people on stage, everybody sort of has to have their own part together. And then we spend our rehearsal time trying to sync that together. And that's a lot of fun for me. It still does a lot of stress for the musicians, because, you know, we don't stop and go through each note, and we don't, you know, spend the time banging through little parts. We're trying to put the whole process together, which is exciting and stressful and scary. And then all of a sudden it comes together and everything works. And that's really the essence of a large ensemble. It makes it fun. It makes it something completely new and different. And we don't do orchestra and choir all the time. This year we've done a couple of shows, and I wanted to work with Katie because she's been doing such great work with the chorus, and we wanted to bring that in, especially in February, because it was sort of a masterworks idea, and you really have to include a chorus because 90% of the masterwork stuff that everybody remembers and hears and loves and hears in movies and backgrounds all has chorus in it. And it just sort of worked its way into a big concert of a little bit of everything.
Well said. And if you're just joining us, I'm John Ingram, joined by Troy Raper, the artistic director and orchestra conductor of the Valley Symphony Association, and Leanne Tobin, who I now see on her tag, the chief ancillary services and marketing officer with Montrose Regional Health. I didn't notice the name tag at first.
Well, it's the Peyton Manning journey. Jersey kind of covers it up.
That's true.
It's Super Bowl week or day at the hospital.
Well, Montrose Regional Health is the concert partner for the upcoming show. It is called Sing, Epics and Idols. That is coming up on Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. That is at the Montrose Pavilion. If you're interested in learning more, I know this interview is very informative, but if you want to learn more about the VSA in general or are interested in buying tickets, go to valleysymphony.net. Now, Troy and Leanne, I want to ask you if there's anything else regarding the show itself, because I got a couple other things I want to touch on, but anything else about the upcoming show, Sing, Epics and Idols? Troy, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I just want to mention when we started talking about this with Katie, we wanted to do some soloists and get some people in that give a chance for the orchestra and everybody to work with soloists, because I think it's first of all, it's really valuable in the musician sense. And so I reached out to my daughter, who is a professional singer, and asked her to come down, and she worked it into her schedule. She lives in Denver.
Wow.
And so she came to rehearsal last night, and it's going to be really fun. I'm going to try to hold back the tears, because every time she sings, I cry and I can't help it. she's a fabulous talent, and we've had a good time working through the years, and it's exciting to have her in front of the orchestra. So
yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I was gonna ask you about that. That is really, really cool. Did it take a lot of convincing, or was it more just a logistical challenge getting her out here from Denver?
Well, it's more logistical. She's been excited to get back into singing. She took a little pause after finishing her degree and doing the audition circuit, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
As you may know, Leanne, getting out into that process is just cutthroat. So she took a little break and is doing some different things. And I asked her if she wanted to help us put a show together, and her and Katie got together and decided on some music. And it's not my fault. I didn't pick the Italian. So,
I have to tell you, Troy, last night, having all that come together, you know, everybody's individual and we all do our individual stuff, but having your daughter and having Nate sing his part with her, and the quality of the sound and the music is very, very impressive. It was so fun to watch everybody, you know, all the individual pieces become one under your leadership. And it was fun.
Well, and that really is the essence of why we do it. It's why I do it, and I've continually said that, you know, as long as it's fun, I'm here, and let's go. And it is fun. It's something we not a lot of people in the world get to do, and we're very fortunate that we get to do it and share it. So I think our audience is going to be very impressed with what we put out this upcoming concert. So I encourage you to go grab tickets. It's going to be fun.
Tickets can be purchased at valleysymphony.net. Again, the show is Saturday, February 22nd, and Sunday, February 23rd. Leanne, I do want to ask you, give you an opportunity to use this platform, if you will, to talk about other goings on at Montrose Regional Health, other initiatives, or just what the updates are.
Yeah, the hospital's doing great. We are growing as our community continues to grow. Our new building out by at River Landing, out by Hobby Lobby and Target, almost fully opened. 3/4 of it has been open, but our ambulatory surgery center, where if you just need surgery for the day and to go home, not spend the night in the hospital, we'll start doing surgeries out there in March, which then that whole building will be up and running, which we're very, very excited about. We also have a brand new digestive health center, which we have two gastroenterologists. Montrose has never had a gastroenterologist before. Dr. Pellucci and Dr. Harmon have both been in Colorado Springs and have chosen to come over here and care for our patients here. So their clinic is up and running. They're seeing new patients. And we're just doing well. We're thrilled to be part of the community and growing as our community grows and serving people where they need it. We hope no one ever has to come to the hospital, but when you do, we're glad that we can be there for them.
Yeah. Well, and partnering with an organization like the VSA, it's kind of the epitome of caring about the fabric of the community and just getting involved and being there, like you said, when people need you. So I do want to mention, we've talked about this a little bit before, but the VSA has a YouTube channel. And I know that and Troy may be able to speak more about it, but they're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers so they can make the YouTube channel able to live stream. 1,000 subscribers is the threshold there. And Troy, that must, you know, being able to live stream those concerts must open up the audience just so greatly for people who may not be able to make it in person. Talk to me. I think you were the mastermind behind the YouTube channel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
you can take the credit.
The thing about where we are in the region that we're in, I mean, we're covering 15 small towns and organizations around that everybody drives in and works in this absolute volunteer organization, which still blows my mind. A couple of years in, how dedicated everybody is to making it work. And the YouTube channel will allows us to sort of archive these performances over the years. And when I took the position, I went looking for recordings, and I didn't see any recordings. I had nothing available for me to see what I was stepping into. And so, you know, first off, it's an archive, and it's a way for people to go back and sort of relive that moment. But secondly, we have people that are homebound, or we have families that are across the country that would love to see their family members perform in this ensemble. And we want to open that up for them. And it's just a YouTube thing. I could stream portions of a show right now, but for us to stream an entire show and open it up to an audience, then we need to get to that 1,000 subscribers, and we need people to go in. And what I've been doing is going to other orchestras and liking and sharing and subscribing and doing that. So it's a way for us to get people in there and do that. So find a friend and tell them about it and have them go look at a video and push the little red button, and we're good to go.
It's a very easy thing. Just like Troy said, just hit the red button and appreciate the update. And it's a great thought, especially covering such a big geographical area, to be able to have that YouTube channel, hopefully able to stream entire shows. Well, that is all the time we have today. I want to thank Troy Raper, the artistic director, orchestra conductor with the Valley Symphony Association, and Leanne Tobin. She's with concert partner Montrose Regional Health. The upcoming show is Sing, Epics and Idols, Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m., that is at the Montrose Pavilion, and tickets and more information can be found at valleysymphony.net. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Leanne. Thanks to the VSA as a whole and to Montrose Regional Health, the concert partner. And we'll now get back to our regularly scheduled programming. It is Town Square Media Montrose.